We're up to the end of Simen Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, discussing halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av. And here, the Rama teaches us as follows. We know that it's usur to learn Torah, regular Torah, on Tisha B'Av. Why? The Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Yates, Pikuri Hashem Yishar Mesam Chaylev. Learning Torah is, we rejoice when we learn Torah. Tisha B'Av is supposed to have less simcha, so you're not supposed to learn regular Torah on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to learn, we'll discuss Bezer Hashem later in this year, those portions that are relative to Tisha B'Av and about the mourning, and they're more on the sad side. So the Rama says that halacha, that it's usur to learn regular Torah on Tisha B'Av, already starts on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. V'noagu shelo lilmod v'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elech ki'im b'dorim v'tarim v'tisha B'Av. That's the Rama. Then the Rama goes further, and he says that even if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, meaning, or it's Shabbos and it's pushed off, or it falls out on Sunday, so then it's Mamash Shabbos now. You don't have a veilus on Shabbos. Even then, the Rama says, you can't learn the regular Torah on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. V'lachain, imchal b'Shabbos eino m'pirkei avos after Chatzos, because that's regular Torah for Simcha. Oh, the Rama concludes, v'chain lo yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't take a walk just to relax on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's rejoicing and happy, and you already should be in the Tisha B'Av mood, or an Erev Tisha B'Av. Now here, the Mishneh Berurah brings many achronim who argue on both comments of the Rama regarding Shabbos. The Taz and others argue and say that you can learn regular Torah on Shabbos after Chatzos, and that's even if Tisha B'Av really fell out on Shabbos and it's being pushed off. And the Mishneh Berurah concludes, Yesh Lismo Chalzeh, because even during the week, as we'll see soon, many hold its mutter. So for sure on Shabbos, one is allowed to learn regular Torah on Shabbos afternoon when it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Regarding during a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, when it's not Shabbos, many Achronim argue. The Marshal argues, the Gra holds it's a Chumra Yaseira, the Maimon Mordechai, and they explain, A, they think fundamentally it's mutter, B, it causes a lot of Bittul Torah, because a lot of people are not so excited to learn only those parts of Torah that are more sad, that are mutter. Because Ein Adam Lomed El Mashli B'Chofetz, people learn what they enjoy, what they want to learn. And therefore many Achronim are Mekel, and they write that they themselves were Mekel. The Magen Avraham writes that he is Mekel, the Maimon Mordechai writes that he is Mekel. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, "Valkein nira demisha rotzel lahakel bazeh ein mochin biyado." Whoever wants to make ill, one shouldn't protest. And he has a long discussion in the Be'er Halacha from the Maimon Mordechai. And the Maimon Mordechai says, "You see, the reason you're not supposed to learn the regular Torah is because of Simcha, and you shouldn't take your mind off the Avelus. So you should be learning. But even when you're learning." So you're supposed to be in a more of a sad mood. Yoshvim binyonei tzar ravelus. Even when you're learning, v'dogim al churban, you're worried about the churban abayis. But nowadays, that's not what happens. Nowadays, people spend parts of the afternoon, they're mitayel, they're mesichan sichas kulin, they take their mind off the avelus, and they end up having schokin kalus rosh. So, and even on Tisha B'Av itself. So on Tisha B'Av itself, we have to be machmir. You can't change what it says. It's an Isser Borer and Shas and Poiskim. You can't be Mekil. But Erev Tisha B'Av, then you can be Mekil. And the Maimon Mordechai says, V'chein ani noeg, I do it myself, even B'chol, relying on the Marshal. Oh. And that's really what comes out from the Mishneh Berurah. Certainly on Shabbos, one is allowed to learn Regal Torah after Chatzos. And even on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, when it's not Shabbos, one is allowed to learn the regular Torah after Chatzos based on these Achron. The Isra only starts on Tisha B'Av itself, Mamish. Okay. Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. Tisha B'Av Aser B'Rechitza V'Sicha. That's washing yourself and putting oil on yourself. Nilas HaSandal, wearing leather shoes. Tashmi Shamita, being together with one's wife, a cohabitation. V'Aser Likros B'Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim. V'Lishas Mishnah Medrash V'Gemara Lachas about Gados. You can't learn the regular Torah you always learn. Why? Pikud Hashem Yishar Masam Chelef. As we said earlier, learning makes you happy. But these Yisrim apply all the way to Tesach Kochavim. They all apply on Tisha B'Av afternoon. There's one exception, and that is if somebody in the afternoon, after Kinos, he goes to work, and he's around the Goyim, and they'll laugh at him. It'll be embarrassing if he's not wearing shoes. So he's allowed to wear leather shoes after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah points out that some people saw that people who went to work would put on regular shoes. They thought, oh, it's mutter. So he says, many people are makil to put on regular shoes after Chatzos, and it's a mistake. It's awesome. You have to tell them it's awesome. You can't wear the shoes the whole day. The poskim say that nowadays, we have so many types of shoes which are mutter to wear, and you're not going to be a source of ridicule. You can wear those shoes. So therefore, nowadays, one should not rely on this heter, that if you go to work, wear leather shoes. Because you can wear other types of shoes that won't bring you to ridicule. That's what Abider quotes and others. Oh. Now, regarding the Isser to learn Torah that makes you happy, so what are you allowed to learn? So in Sif Aleph, it says Eov, and the Dvarim HaRoim Sheba Yirmiyoh, the portions which deal with tragedy and destruction. But the portions in Yirmiyoh that talk about what happens bad to the Goyim, you're not allowed to read, because that makes us happy. So you're supposed to skip those parts. So far you're learning Eov, and you're learning the portions of Yirmiyoh that deal with tragedy and destruction. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban are Betelim Bo. The little kids don't learn on Tisha B'Av either. Now it's like this. If someone's 11 or 12, then he's already at the age of Chinuch, so he can't learn the Torah that's Mesameach, and he'll learn the Torah that makes him sad. But what about the little kids? So here there's a big machlokas. What's the reason for this Isser? So the Taz says that this Isser is not about the children. They don't get simcha from the regular learning. It's on the Rebbe. He's happy when he's learning Torah. Oh, and therefore, teaching Torah. And therefore, according to the Taz, if they want to learn on their own, then it's mutter for them to learn on their own. Oh, and furthermore, the Taz would say that since the Isser is on the Rebbe, so if the Rebbe's teaching those parts that are mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av, the sad parts of Torah, that would be mutter. He just can't teach them, regular Chumash and Gemara. That's how the Taz learns. The Bach says no. The Bach says this is a special Isser on the children themselves. That indeed they have a simcha. What does that mean? That means that it's usher for them to learn any Torah, because even the sad parts of Torah, they're too young to take it personally. They're just learning. Whether it's happy or sad, they're learning. And this is a separate Isser. And it would mean they can't even learn any parts of the Torah, and they're mamish betalim. And the Rebbe can't learn with them either, even the Dvarim HaRoim, and they shouldn't be encouraged to learn on their own either. Now, obviously, this is only when they're very little. Once they're old enough to appreciate the Avelus and to be sad about what they're learning, then that would be usher. But when they're younger, then everything's usher. Everything's usher. Even the happy parts and the sad parts are usher. Oh. So, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions. First, the Mishnah Berurah says, with the Tinokos, you can't teach them even the Dvarim HaRoim. And that's based on the Bach and the Magen Avraham. Now, what can you do? So you can tell them stories about the Churban. You tell a story about the Churban. And those stories are, you know, objectively, directly sad. The Meshaber, Leiv, Hatinuk, that's Mutter. Then he says, others say you can learn with them the regular Torah that one is allowed to learn on Tishrei. If you can't learn regular Torah, you can learn the Torah that makes you sad. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes, goes like this view as well. So therefore, when Rav Eider quotes this topic, he says, most poskim hold that one may teach the children whatever he may learn himself. And that would indeed be the halacha l'maisa. Regarding learning on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, there's a sefer called, a book called My Uncle the Netziv. It's a mini biography about the Netziv written by the Torah Tamima. And in that book, there is a chapter where the Torah Tamima once spent an evening with the Beis Halevi. And he tells stories. And one of the stories that the Torah Tamima tells is somebody was complaining to the Beis Halevi that he's always machmir. He's machmir on everything. Because they said, no, I'm making on a lot of things. And he was giving examples of his kulas. So one of the Beis Halevi's kulas was the Ramaz machmir that it's us to learn regular Torah an Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And I'm mekil. And you can learn regular Torah Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And the Beis Halevi had a whole list of chumras, of kulas, quote unquote. And each kula, in a sense, itself ended up being a chumra as well. It's a fabulous section in that wonderful book, My Uncle the Netziv, written by the Torah Tamima himself. Okay, we'll stop here.